Mobile. 4POT, KM4, and I say good morning, Tim.
Roger.
How you doing?
All right, how about yourself?
Not wanting to roll out of bed this morning. This has been one of them mornings that have been nice to just stay there for just a little bit longer. But we're moving. We're trying to get there.
How the feeling?
Time.
I'm running on time, surprisingly, for a Wednesday.
Good deal. You getting together with your family this weekend for 4th?
Together Saturday, we're going to smoke a big old Boston butt and have all the trimmings and going to have a big old pool party.
Cool. Actually know what we got going on. I'm sure we'll probably get together, do a little cookout of some sort. Probably like you said, probably on Saturday, I would imagine. I think we're going to try to hit the river on Monday, do a little kayaking and fishing. So I'm looking forward to that.
Just ain't wide enough for my big overall.
The fishing one, though, I'm not into them other little sit in the hole kayaks. I don't like those. I like the fishing ones to sit on top. That's what I've got. Those things are nice, and they got plenty of room, and they're nice and stable.
Talking about last time I walked through Walmart, they stuck a wide load sign on my room.
Yeah, yikes. Yeah, they what they do, have to clear the aisle out as you're coming down.
About a whole aisle at one time. Actually going to be working on the 4th.
Going to be closed on Monday. So the 4th falls on Sunday this year. And so we're closed Monday.
Okay. I hadn't even looked at the calendar. I couldn't have told you what day it fell on. 7 days a week, they all run together.
Be that.
Nice little break. Talking about in City Right, they're going to close down Monday and they'll stay closed through the 13th.
Oh, man. Now, yeah, I've heard of a couple big companies like that they do that. You know, throughout the year, you know, my brother-in-law's company, they do that at Christmas time where, you know, he's normally got, like, he'll have 2 weeks or more off. Now, he does something where I think he uses some of his vacation in conjunction with that. So maybe it's like they're closed for like a solid week. And then he just, you know, uses his vacation back-to-back on it, and so he gets, like, 2 weeks. I can't remember how he does it, but, yeah, it seems like every year he's off for a good long while there at Christmas time, and, but it's because the company's actually shut down for, you know, multiple days, so, yeah, that'd be pretty sweet.
Police department, I've been there so long, I got a week's vacation every 3 months.
Not bad at all for that. I'm sure as a police officer you need it.
Okay.
M4WHM monitoring.
Come on in here.
Sir, how are you today?
What old fat man, I'm doing all right.
Okay, over there, where you at?
You're over this way. What about you, Tim?
POT. No, it's wide open clear over here. New fog here in Hartwell, Georgia. The lake. Not sure what it is. I wasn't expecting that this morning.
Dang.
You there? My hour commute in, I'd rather have a little fog than rain. Into for an hour. We're to Athens, Georgia at the university. Getting 1 way hour for 21 years. dedication right there. That's pretty neat.
For that pension here in a few more years, hang it up.
So that'll be nice.
I'll be able to retire when I'm 60, so I'm looking forward to that. Only got about 8 more years, and I'll be able to fully retire and draw my pension and do whatever I want. I'm looking forward to it. Director of IT for them. I don't work on computers, but I do a lot of meetings.
Yeah, that's neat. Yeah, I would imagine for a university, you got to have a pretty sophisticated IT team.
It's distributed IT. Each area has its own IT unit, and I cover 8 departments and have about, I think it's 15 staff that work for me. We cover about 2,000 people. And total, there's about 400 IT personnel on campus.
Oh, yeah, that is something else right there. That's cool.
I enjoy it. You never know what you're going to get into every day. There's always somebody got some kind of issue or wanting something new, that's for sure.
And in the IT world, there's always something new coming around the corner and everybody's going to want it.
I spend probably a third of my time just studying and researching on new technology and trying to keep up. I tell you, it moves faster than you can imagine. There's something new every day.
Cool. Well, I'm rolling up, so I'm gonna hop out of here. I'll let you guys catch up. I hope you guys have a fantastic day. 7-3s to you, and hopefully we'll catch back up with you soon. KK4 POT.
I hope to catch you in the morning.
Praise Tim. Good talk to you. I'm glad you made it in.
Think of that new Windows 11 program they're fixing to come out with.
I think it's probably going to be full of bugs, like any Windows upgrade. But we'll put it on a test bed of computers and try it out. I've been reading about it. It looks like it's going to be okay. It reminds me a lot of the Mac OS, but all of them starting to look alike, act alike, but it should be good.
Quit supporting Windows 10, 2023?
I think so. I think that's the right date. Hopefully. And with Windows 10, you get a free upgrade, so that'll be nice for everybody that has personal computers.
Even when I have to upgrade mine, I'll probably be pulling my hair out.
Hit it early and get to play with it as a beta. But, yeah, I'm not looking forward to having to update hundreds of computers, but that's what we got to do.
You're busy and out of trouble.
Busy for sure. I stay in trouble, seems like. There's always something going on, and I end up taking the blame as the boss. I have to explain everything.
Done that.
On my vacation, I get a week vacation every quarter. I get 4 weeks a year and holidays and a little comp time, so I end up with usually 5 or 6 weeks vacation and holidays, so I take them. I need it. They drive me crazy over there.
Putting down, I got 4 weeks a year. And plus personal holiday and all holidays, I had to take them off because I was the captain over CID. And we didn't get comp time.
We don't officially get comp time, but my vice president, when we do major projects and work all night and weekends, they let us, they're good enough to us to give us some time off. It ain't one for one, but we do enough to where I end up with about a week or two a year scattered out, so I take them when I can get them.
One time, flu went through the police department, and I was the only police officer working. I was there for 36 hours straight before I got relieved.
Yeah, that's no fun. We, when we do projects on the weekends, major projects, that's kind of the way we do. We work straight through and usually all night and part of the next day, making sure everything's right. And I tell you, you start working 30, 36 hours, that's a long day. You get tired.
I mean, at the end of it, I was getting goofy.
I know that feeling. We did a major system upgrade, and we worked, it was 36, maybe even close to 40 hours with no sleep. And my boss finally come in and said, look, y'all need to go home. Everything's working. So I said, well, I got an hour drive. I said, I don't even think I can take an hour drive. And I went in our conference room. We got a couch in it. And I took me a nap before I could go home. I was so tired.
I got finally relieved at 3 p.m. And I went home, went to bed, and didn't wake up till the next morning.
Those are the good old days. We don't hardly work like that anymore. But we still pull 24-hour shifts doing upgrades about twice a year. And we do a big upgrade every fall during spring break, and one every, a smaller upgrade in the fall during fall break, and then we try to do it so we don't have to work over the Christmas holidays, because we get 2 weeks off at Christmas when the school shuts down. We try to use that as a break.
AP for ID. Yeah, we always use the summer for our break. Because students were gone and very few students were here for summer school, so we had it pretty easy during the summer.
For WHMID. Yeah, summertime is actually busier for us than the main part of the year. This is when we do all of our major upgrades and system changes and things like that, because like you say, the students are not there except for a few for summer school. So but it's just a you just get used to the schedule and go with it.
Bad off to you if you can work with computers. I know how to turn one on, know how to turn one off. That's about it.
Tell you, after 30 years or 35 years, actually, I used to be able to take one apart, printers apart, I mean completely, rebuild them. But now, since I've been in leadership for the last 12, 15 years, I'm pretty rusty. Now, I can do a meeting and coordinate it, but the new guys that I hire, they're so much smarter and quicker than me at it than it's just not even funny. I still know the concept, but my hands and brain just don't work the same way it used to.
What you talking about there?
I don't think I can until I sit down in front of one and try to fix it. I can fix my own, and I can fix a few here and there, but I have to let the young ones come in and do all the magic. They can just sit down and they hit that keyboard and do whatever, and next thing you know, it's fixed. I got some smart individuals working for me. Like they say, surround yourself with smarter people than you are and you'll be successful. And that's been my goal for the last 12, 15 years since I've been the director.
Way to do it. Like I said, all I know how to turn one on, turn one off. But I'm not looking forward to that Windows 11 upgrade.
Probably won't be too bad. Just make sure you have a good backup before you start, and it ought to walk you right through it. It's gotten pretty good over the years with upgrades. It can still have a little snafu, but as long as you got that backup, you're in good shape.
All I use my computer for is go on QRZ and do my logbook.
I mean, there's nothing says you have to upgrade, but it'll help you out with getting updates and security patches.
When they tell me to download it, but, you know, when the glitches start coming in there, that's when I don't know what to do.
You got folks like me you can reach out to. Ask a question. Maybe I'll know the answer. If I can't, I can find you the answer. So, I'm glad to help anybody.
Sweet. I probably take it to a friend of mine that works for the university and let him get all the glitches out of it. He used to be a police officer for the university, and we became good friends. And then he graduated from school and got a job with their computer group, and he's a pretty smart little rascal.
It's always good to have a friend that knows something, whether it's a computer, plumber, electrician. That's how you get by these days, is good friends and a little favor here and there.
I take him out and buy mistake lunch.
Nice. I work on computers for the family and friends, but I don't charge them anything and don't let them do anything. I just do it for the sake of doing it. Sometimes I get in over my head and sometimes it's easy, but I figure, why not?
Help people when you can. That's what makes the world go round.
Yeah. Several people I've helped with computers over the years have done me some good favors. And this sort of trading out. And I kind of like that because I got one friend that's in construction and I needed some steps built to my outbuilding. And I'd worked on his computer for 3 or 4 years and I called him and I come home one day and I had steps. So, can't complain there.
Work is one thing I can't do. I can't even drive a nail straight with a nail gun.
And plumbing. If I try to work on plumbing, it leaks worse than when I started. I can't do it. And so, I try to make sure I got an electrician, a plumber, and a carpenter as friends. And I'm always willing to work on their computers or phones or anything else. Because I know I'll need them one day.
I can do it with no problem.
I don't know what it is about it. I had to fix the water line meter, and I tried about three times and couldn't get it to quit leaking, and I called a guy and had him come over, and he fixed it in 10 minutes. Never leaked a drop. I don't know what I was doing wrong. I was doing all the right things, but just couldn't get it to not leak. I did the cleaner, the glue, let it set, everything. But I don't know. Sometimes you just can't do stuff.
What you talking about?
This was a weird angle. It had about three elbows in it to match up where the hose or the line come into the meter, so you had to make a funny, almost Z-shaped connection to the meter, and it was just more than I could handle. I can change a drain pipe under the sink, but or do a faucet line or something like that, but when it comes to that complicated, getting the angles right and everything, that's where, like with computers, some people say it's just above my head. WHMID. Yeah, mine too. Sometimes the math with the budgets and everything else, I have to go to the finance director and go, all right, help me figure out all these encumbrances and where I'm at on my budget. I have a several million dollar budget, and everything I buy and move around, it gets right complicated. I can do it, but every now and then it gets a little confusing.
Come for an AP Friday. I never did have any problems with the budget for my unit and stuff. That wasn't all that bad, but I tell you, say some things out there, one thing I can do is scratch my head and say, you know what? Can I call somebody on this?
Good to know what those things are so you don't mess it up any worse than it is. Sometimes it's best just to ask for help and get it done right. But the budget is, the state is so slow to pay, and the encumbrances come in, and then the vendors are sending multiple bills and invoices to get paid, and I'm like, I thought we paid this, and it's still being processed. I mean, I don't know what it is about the state system, but it seems like it takes 60 to 90 days to get an invoice paid, and most of them want to be paid in 30 days, and like I said, you get multiple invoices, and I'm showing that it's, you know, being processed and paid, and it just gets a little aggravating. It seems like I could pay it a little faster.
It's lucky. When I took an invoice in the finance city hall, usually within 5 days it was paid.
I mess on state employees working slow. It seems like everybody takes their time and just does what they want to do. You know, the old joke about state employees, it takes five of them to dig a hole, or three of them standing leaning on a shovel while one supervises and one works. So it's a different environment in higher ed from when I was in the commercial world back in the 90s. When I was in the commercial world, I could take an invoice in and have it paid in 2 days. When I got to higher ed, the pace slowed down considerably.
Surprised at all with that.
government agency. A lot of red tape. A lot of red tape.
Red tape's unnecessary.
Correct. It ought to just be, this is the way it is, and be done with it.
KN4 TFW Mobile.
Jim.
Wanted to say good morning to you guys. I'm destinating. You all have a great day. 73s to you. Just checking in. Mike.
Jeez. You should have jumped in there. Hope you have a good day.
73, Mike.
Ken, tell us something good.
Hey.
Get one of them.
Long weekend this weekend.
I don't get none of them neither.
Job.
Just 7 days a week, just about all my life. When I was big enough to start helping feed animals on the farm, I went to work and I ain't stopped since.
This is my Thursday. I'm off on Friday through Monday, so hump day was yesterday for me.
Day off, I'd be lost.
Taking every Friday off in July, all five of them. So instead of taking a week off for the fourth, I just decided to break them up and have 4 day weeks all month. Give that a try, see how it works.
Yeah, that's how they do in Europe, isn't it?
Over in Switzerland and Holland and countries like that, they don't work but 4 days a week, and they only work about 28, 30 hours during them 4 days. Get a lot of time off. We need to adopt that model.
Hey, but man, we ain't even got enough workers now to get the minimum done.
Not that. We got, just in my division, we've got about 100 employees we need to hire. And we're doing everything we can and just can't find them. I got two in my department in IT, and it's hard to find anybody right now. Everybody that wants to work is working, and well, the rest, I don't guess they want to work. Still in here?
Still here. I'm headed to the house, because I got done early tonight. We got everything we needed to in real early this morning, so I took advantage of it.
HMID. Well, that's good. Get done early and get back home. You can either start the day or take a nap.
Just feed the cat, then feed the dog. Then I get me a cup of coffee, and then I sit down with the HF, and there I stay for a couple of hours.
All of that.
On social media, KN4TFW.
Getting on the radio, bumping my gums.
I haven't been able to get in the HF. The static is too much for me. And even during field day, I worked a couple hours on HF, and I just couldn't get used to it. I can't hardly hear the call signs, especially during field day. It was so busy.
Up earlier that morning, the static was terrible. I never even got on during field day.
Yeah, that's when I started using filters and notches and bandwidth and everything else.
Yeah, that's where I'm not that smart. I don't know enough about it. I just, I'm just a technician, so only during field days, the only time I play with HF, unless I'm sitting there listening to somebody else do it, and it's, I can't hardly pull out the calls. It reminds me too much of the old Chicken Band, at least what I've heard. Now, we did have some clear signal, and it was as clear as a bell and no static, but that was a rare occurrence on field day.
On that one.
Those ain't cheap. aggravation of not having it while you order a new one and then having to pay for that new one. It'll make you unplug them, that's for sure.
It's like, man, at work I got to order some radios that, handhelds that we use around the plant. Man, they're $1,000 a piece.
No doubt. I've got several handhelds, and I'll be honest, the Anytone 878 I have, which is a DMR-capable radio, that's the best little handheld I've ever had. It works great. And for the price, you can't beat it. It does analog, digital, DMR, so it's a good little handheld.
Guys use them in their car, and they work good riding down the road. I mean, they go all the way up 85 to the state line and working. I just have a little old cheap Baofeng, what I started with, and it does good, but if you're moving down the road, it is terrible.
Yeah, I've got a couple of Baofengs, a Kenwood, and an Anytone. And the Anytone, by far, is the best radio with transmit and reception. I've been really impressed with it. I've had it about 8 months. And on the analog, it does great. And, of course, DMR is simple. No issues there. But the analog side works great. I can actually hook it up and hit this repeater all the way from Hartwell with just the handheld and 5 watts and talk on it clear as a bell.
It's really good. Yeah, you know what I mean? If you got a good line of sight, you don't need much more than 5 watts anyway to make it.
Being up so high, I guess that's why I get a good line of sight, because there's repeaters closer by that are down in holes or level that I can't hit, but I can hit this Greenville repeater just as clear as a bell with it.
In Florence one day, and I could hear this repeater, and I couldn't get back to it. Maybe if I'd had a little Yagi antenna or something where I could have aimed it, I might could have got back to it. But I could definitely hear it, just like you and me talking right here.
I work on, I got a little Ed Fong, one of those looks like old cable TV antenna, and a piece of PVC pipe that I hook it to. It's about 5 foot long, hanging about 7 foot off the ground, and it gets out and does great. Matter of fact, that's what I got this radio hooked up to. My radio in the house is about 40 feet for the antenna, and I can get, of course, a lot more distance and stations with it, but I'm surprised at how this little antenna gets out as low as it is.
Experimented much with the antennas on my HF rig. I just have just a wire and an inverted V, maybe about 35 feet to the top. But it appears to work pretty decent.
It's amazing what antennas will do and what you can make them out of. I've been looking at antennas and different things, and you can just string one up in a tree, 10, 15 feet, and get good reception. The other day we were, shooting them with air cannons and getting them way up to get good reception, but it doesn't take much.
One up too high for fear that it's going to get hit by lightning.
Mean there.
Plans for the fourth?
Not really. Just hang around. around the house and have a little barbecue. Enjoy the long weekend.
Yeah, we might run down to my brother's house and see what they're doing.
They do the same. I got three brothers and a sister. I try to get down about once a quarter and see them, but I've seen them recently, so they all got kids and grandkids, and they do things, so I try not to bother them on holidays. I'm one that never had kids, so it's just me and my wife, and we just sort of do our own thing.
My brother, he just lives in Belton, and he's got some grandkids, but they're all the way down at the beach, and mine are pretty scattered out. I think the closest ones I got are over there by Portland Marine.
Too far. Always good to see family when you can, and if this is the weekend to do it, then I would definitely do it.
Families don't get together like they used to.
The parents passed away about 30 years ago. We used to get together every Sunday for dinner. And since then, now it's become major holidays and maybe a weekend here or there. We'll cook a stew or low country boil or even just hamburgers just to get together. But we don't get together like we used to.
Get chicken every Sunday at Grandma's, right?
Every Sunday dinner, everybody showed up. All the kids, all the grandkids, and got there early and stayed late and just enjoyed each other's company. But after that, everybody sort of went their separate ways and then started doing their own family get-togethers. And since we didn't have any kids, we still pop in once in a while and surprise them and after dinner and spend some time with them. I enjoy seeing my brothers and sister-in-laws and all the grandkids and great-grandkids. That's a good thing to be with family.
Sure. Next month we're going to go on vacation. I guess I'm going to ride up to Michigan and see my oldest son. I hadn't seen him in about 4 years.
Be a good trip. A good visit. 4 years is a long time.
Yeah, man, it's hard to believe he's almost 45.
He's fully grown then. What part of Michigan's he in?
West of Detroit, called Kent.
Where is that? I used to travel back in the 90s and used to go all over the country. And I made a lot of trips up north.
More favorite states to go to, but he likes it up there because he doesn't like to be hot.
Like to be hot, but I don't like to shovel snow either.
I definitely hear you on that one, KN4TFW. I know a guy at work, he went out to Colorado this week to do some hiking and fishing with his kids, and I checked the weather out there. It was 39 yesterday morning. Feels like 35.
Different than the 90s we're having right now. And the Northwest is having 108 plus.
Scorching out there. I seen where a bunch of states were canceling fireworks this year.
HMID. Yeah, it's dry and hot, and a lot of them are canceling fireworks. Where it's going to spark a fire. I can't say that I blame them. As bad as that part of the country burns, I don't know that I'd want to do anything to help it along.
I mean, spark. You know what I mean? I mean, it, that place goes up just at a thought of a spark, KN4TFW.
Have trouble with just lightning strikes, starting forest fires all the way down the coast. So, and I think I heard on the news the other night there's 70 or 90 fires burning along the coast from California up to Oregon, which is not as many as we've had in years past, but still, that's a lot of fires.
In Colorado, there was one that was probably only, I don't know, as a crow flies, maybe 80 or 90 miles from where my workmate is going to be. It was burning pretty good. Man, I hear the birds in the background at your house.
Yeah, the birds, they stay close because I feed them. They're wanting their breakfast.
It's about your breakfast time right now, too, isn't it?
It's 6 o'clock. It's about time for me to go eat my Cheerios and get dressed and get ready to make that trip. I'm going to hang in here a couple more minutes and get on it.
Or too late at the house for some reason. Don't know exactly why. I must have took too long in the shower, so I brought my breakfast with me. I'll eat it when I get to work.
Oh, I have a bowl of Cheerios and a banana, so I can't. I guess I could carry that with me, but I sure couldn't eat it going down the road, so I'll eat them and get my shower and then move on toward Athens.
Cereal in the mornings when I'm off, but boy, when I'm at work, it's like if I eat cereal before I leave, when I get to work, it's like I'm starving to death and I gotta have something to eat right now.
Had that happen, and since I started cutting a banana up in it, that's helped. And I don't know if it's psychosomatic or real, but the banana seems to help a lot. And I like eating a banana a day, keep leg cramps from happening.
I could stand to do that. If I eat a banana a month, I'd be doing good.
That's the way I was, so I started getting leg cramps, and then I started eating a banana every day, and knock on wood, I hadn't had a leg cramp, especially at night, and I don't know when.
For me to look into if I ever start getting leg cramps.
It gives a cereal something else to give it a little flavor. I ate them Honey Nut Cheerios. I like them. So that and the banana is pretty decent.
Yeah, and then usually I end up putting a little extra honey on them.
But I'm diabetic, so I have to watch the sugar intake. I think I'm going to say 73s. Go start getting ready. I've been sitting out here for an hour talking on the radio, and it's as hot as a firecracker, so I need to let it cool off and get my day started. If you have Patrick in here, tell him I was on and wish him a good day for me. He's usually on about this time. He must be running late, but I'll say 73s and hope you have a good day and a safe trip on in. And like I say, it's hump day and week's almost over. This is M4WHM. I'll be clear on your final.
Bill, good to talk to you this morning. Yeah, I'm only about 5 minutes out right now myself. So you have an awesome day. Be safe driving down there to Athens, and look forward to maybe catching you in the morning. KN4TFW.